The state of Massachusetts has begun to issue what it calls the most secure driver's license in America. Officials say the new card is nearly impossible to forge or tamper with. But if you think that this is a foolproof way to stop a would-be terrorist or identity thief, don't bet on it. Here's NPR's Tovia Smith.
Anyone in the industry will tell you there's really no such thing as a forge-proof license, since anything that's man-made once can be man-made again. Even Massachusetts officials concede all they really hope to do is stay a few steps ahead of the bad guys. So, for example, Deputy Registrar of Motor Vehicles Stephen Sebastian says licenses that were cutting-edge just a few years ago are now easy targets.
Licenses have a shelf life. You can go, and there are companies that operate offshore that offer licenses that look very, very good.
So now Sebastian says Massachusetts has revamped its license, hoping once again to get out ahead of the would-be forgers.
The light here, you can see the state seals.
Sebastian holds a portable black light to his own license, and the Massachusetts state seal suddenly pops out of nowhere. The new license also includes other high-tech features like 2D barcodes, but the biggest hurdle for forgers may be the kinogram. That's a sophisticated, silvery kind of hologram that changes as you look at it from different angles.
You can see readily when the MA in Massachusetts moves, changes from circles to squares. The color of the Indian's clothing will change.
Experts agree that kinogram is much more difficult to duplicate than a hologram. David Beeching is the past chairman of the International Hologram Manufacturers Association. Looking at a new Massachusetts license through a simple $10 magnifying device, he says a forgery would become pretty obvious.
I could put this thing right on there like I am now, and I'm looking right down at the dots, literally the printed the print for her eye, and if you've got a suspected counterfeit, you might say, whoa, I'm seeing pixels in here that are dots. And that tells me right away this is not a real kinogram.
The problem, Beeching says, is that most people inspecting driver's licenses will barely glance at the kinogram, let alone really examine it.
The Dick Tracy hidden stuff is not what's going to help anybody, because I seriously would doubt that the entire police force or airline ticket agents are really going to do anything more than give a cursory, it looks okay to me, examination. You could put a gorilla on there, and they would never notice.
That's fine.
Columbus, Ohio?
Yes.
Just in a photo ID, please.
At the American Eagle ticket counter at Logan Airport, agents spend less than a second checking passenger IDs.
Okay, you're all set. Baggage check to Columbus. Have a good flight.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This ticket agent, who would only use his first name, Brian, says he checks the name and expiration on a license, but he says inspecting kinograms would be totally impractical.
Pretty long lines if we're checking that.
There's another reason why experts doubt the security of even the most high-tech licenses, and that has to do with the way they're issued.
Can you see proof of address, utility bill, a bank statement, a checkbook, or a signed lease, please?
At the Motor Vehicle Registry in Watertown, Massachusetts, a clerk tends to the first in a long line of would-be drivers, many clutching wads of crumpled documents.
I see one more document. Is this everything you have here?
Yeah, that's from the bank.
Do you have a... Let's see. I need one more document with your date of birth or your signature on it. That would be a canceled check.
Experts call it the weakest link in licensing. Beeching says even the most high-tech license won't help at all if the so-called breeder documents used to get a license are easy to forge.
I was born in Alberta in 1938, and I have my driver's license, but believe you me, I could make it on the computer tomorrow, and here's my birth certificate, and I can go and get a driver's license. Now it's going to have a real hologram, a real face, and it's going to let me get on an airplane.
Massachusetts officials say they're testing out some new machines that could verify the authenticity of documents. And in order to make sure people are really who they say they are, more and more states are moving toward biometrics, encoding personal information like an eyeball scan or a fingerprint in licenses. Many in Congress want to set nationwide standards for licenses. David Quam from the National Governors Association says some standardization would be good, but he worries the federal rules will be so strict, some people will be unable to get a license.
You may have the best security in the world, but if no one can get, you know, get through the airport or to their flights or, you know, drive to work, drive to the schools, that's not going to be a system that actually works for our society.
As officials try to balance practical concerns with security, they're also considering trade-offs in the area of privacy. Civil liberties groups oppose uniform standards for driver's licenses, calling it a backdoor effort to establish a national ID card. They say the more high-tech and secure driver's licenses get, the more insecure they feel. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.